Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, a special poetry show. We hear some songs of famous poems by France's First Lady Carla Bruni. Answer a question about American poet Emily Dickinson, and tell about Kay Ryan, who begins serving as Poet Laureate of the United States this weekend. The United States has a new Poet Laureate, Kay Ryan. She will read some of her poetry Saturday at the National Book Festival on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Barbara Klein tells about the poet and her work.
Kay Ryan did not know she could be a writer until she had a brief talk with the universe. She was on a very long bicycle trip from the West Coast to the East in 1976. Riding through Colorado's Rocky Mountains, a question came to her. Can I be a writer? Ryan said the universe answered, also with a question. Do you like it? She said yes. She liked it more than anything else. A few years later, she and her friends self-published her first book of poetry, Dragon Acts to Dragon Ends. Kay Ryan generally writes short poems that have short lines. The poems look simple on the page and can be read simply, but they are complex in subject. They are often many things at once, funny, sad, troubling or mysterious, frightening yet hopeful. And her poetry has a wonderful playfulness with words. Kay Ryan says she likes to use rhyme in unexpected ways. The poem Blandure is a good example. She read it at the Library of Congress in 2001.
If it please God, let less happen. Even out earth's rondure, flatten Eiger, blanden the Grand Canyon. Make valleys slightly higher, widen fissures to arable land. Remand your terrible glaciers and silence their calving, halving or doubling all geographical features toward the mean. Unlean against our hearts, withdraw your grandeur from these parts.
Kay Ryan was born in 1945 in Southern California. She grew up in small valley and desert towns. She received both her bachelor's and master's degrees in English from the University of California, Los Angeles. She has taught English at the College of Marin in Kentfield, California, for more than 30 years. She lives in Marin County with Carol Adair, her partner of 30 years. Kay Ryan says she believes poetry is the most secret, the most private form of communication in language. She says she does not believe it will ever lose value, no matter how many or how few readers it has. Kay Ryan has advice for those who want to write poetry. Read a lot. Not necessarily poetry. Read science, philosophy, newspapers, murder mysteries, and all kinds of things. And she says it is good to have a love of language. Kay Ryan has won many poetry prizes. She has also been compared to American poet Emily Dickinson, but dismisses the suggestion. Some of her favorite American poets include William Carlos Williams and Robert Frost. Her international favorites include Polish poet Wisława Szymborska and Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa.
Our listener question this week comes from Yemen. Samir Taher Mahdi wants to know about what he calls the strange life of Emily Dickinson. Emily Dickinson was born in 1830 in the small Massachusetts town of Amherst. She lived and died in the same house where she was born. She received a good education. She studied philosophy, the Latin language, and the science of plants and rocks. Emily's parents were important people in Amherst. Many famous visitors came to their house, and Emily met them. Her father was a well-known lawyer who was elected to Congress for one term. Mr. Dickinson believed that women should be educated. But he also believed a woman's one and only duty in life was to care for her husband and children. Emily once said, "He buys me many books, but begs me not to read them because he fears they upset the mind." Emily Dickinson wrote more than 1,700 poems. There are three books of her letters, and there are many books about her life. Some of her best poems were written between 1858 and 1862. Here is one of them. "I live with him. I see his face. I go no more away for visitor or sundown. Death's single privacy, dreams, are well, but waking's better. If one wake at morn, if one wake at midnight, better. Dreaming of the dawn. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me. The simple news that nature told with tender majesty." Although Emily Dickinson did not believe in organized religion, religious music of the time influenced the form of her poetry. She also used unusual words. She once wrote that the dictionary was her best friend. The English writer William Shakespeare, the Christian holy book, the Bible, and nature also influenced her work. Emily Dickinson's life was strange because the older she became, the more she withdrew from the world. By her early 30s, she had stopped socializing almost completely. Within several years, she would not even open her door to visitors. She rarely left her house. Emily Dickinson died in 1886 at the age of 55. She had made her sister Lavinia promise to burn all her writing, but luckily for us, that did not happen. Very few of Emily Dickinson's poems were published when she was alive. She gained no fame until years after her death. Her complete works were published in 1955. She is now considered one of the world's great poets.
I want to have towards a small town lit with ruby.
We continue our poetry theme with an album of poems put to music. Italian-born Carla Bruni is well known for her career as a model and her recent marriage to French President Nicolas Sarkozy. But Bruni also writes and sings music. Her second album is called No Promises. It is her first album in English. The album has musical versions of 11 poems by some of the most important English and American poets of the 19th and 20th centuries. Faith Lapidus plays 3 of these songs.
Come, let me sing into your ear. Those dancing days will come, all the silk and satin gear. Crouch upon a stone, wrapping that foul body up in a swallow rag. I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. I carry the sun in a golden cup, the moon in a silver bag.
That was Those Dancing Days Are Gone, written by the Irish poet William Butler Yeats. It is a good example of Carla Bruni's singing style. The singer says she sometimes felt guilty about repeating sentences in Yeats' poem, since the poet did not repeat them in his original work. But she decided that Yeats would not have minded if she had sung the song for him. When she was planning this album, Carla Bruni thought she would combine songs she wrote with musical versions of these famous poems. But she said that the poetry reaches such a level of perfection that she only kept the poems. Here is Lady Weeping at the Crossroads by the poet W. H. Auden.
Lady weeping at the crossroads, would you meet your love in the twilight with his greyhounds and the hawk on his glove? Bribe the birds then on the branches, bribe them to be dumb. Stare the hot sun out of heaven, yeah, that the night may come.
To make this album, Carla Bruni worked with her friend, British singer Marianne Faithfull, to improve her voice and diction. Faithfull also shared her knowledge of English and American poetry. We leave you with Carla Bruni's version of Emily Dickinson's poem, I Felt My Life with Both My Hands.
I felt my life with both my hands to see if it was there. I held my spirit to the glass to prove it possible. Turn my being round and round and paused at every bound to ask the owner's name for doubt that I should know the sound. To ask the owner's name for doubt that I should know the sound.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Demange and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I turn my being round and round and pause at every pound to ask the owner's name for doubt that I should know the sound. To ask the owner's name for doubt that I should know the sound. I told myself, take courage, friend, that was a former time. The women learned to like the heaven as well as our old home. I turned my being round and round and round, posed at every town to ask the owner's name. I should know the sound to ask the owner's name, for doubt that I should know the sound.